And now a classic story. I'm sure you've got one. You're young, you're on your own in the big city. This is 20-something Ellian Blue Beck's story.
I moved to Brooklyn. I end up in a four-bedroom apartment. My rent is $800 a month, which is fantastic.
Now, all roommate stories are not so fantastic, and Ellian's takes a turn for the worst in just a moment. But wow, roommate stories. We discovered this is a rich vein of, what do you call it, horror comedy?
Hey, this is Brad from Louisville, Kentucky. My cousin needed a place to live after a traumatic breakup. He stayed with me for 6 months. It was a messy hell. And finally, he ended up leaving when I discovered he'd been storing bodily fluids behind his desk.
Here's one from Chicago. My college roommate was always naked. She didn't care if I was there. She even ate naked. Once I came in and she was eating an entire birthday cake. She told me to stay away from her cake. Yeah, like I want some of your naked cake.
Hi, my name's Lee Tenhove. I'm calling from North Bergen, New Jersey. I once had a roommate who fried eggs in a pan and forgot about them somehow. Put the pan away with the eggs still in it in our cabinet. The smell led us to the source eventually. Another time she covered our entire kitchen, every surface in it, in wax by attempting to melt down candles over the stove. They instead exploded all over the place, and we had to scrape wax off every surface.
We got college roommate horror stories, big city horror stories, bad relative roommate horror stories. And our friend Alien says this is common for a very simple reason.
People move in with their boyfriends. People break up with their boyfriends. Revolving door.
New York City. My first roommate brought a pregnant barn cat back to our room. The cat had kittens on my only pair of jeans. She then took the cat, not the kittens, and went home to visit her parents, leaving me with three kittens. It is preventing this sort of thing that made entrepreneur Ellian Beck crazy to select the right roomie and weed out all the slobs and bad seeds. Because, Beck says,
we cared about who we lived with, and we would, my roommates and I, would end up sitting across the table from each other interviewing people for hours on end.
And so Ms. Beck and a small group of clever low-rent entrepreneurs in Brooklyn decided to solve this problem. Beck actually ditched her good job at Vanity Fair magazine to focus on this roommate problem full-time. The one-by-one interviewing process, Ellian Beck says, just had to go.
It's inefficient, it's awkward, it's highly imprecise.
And so what do people in their 20s who encounter awkward, imprecise, inefficient phenomena? They
build websites.
Build websites, exactly.
Well, so, obviously.
So that's what we got.
Yes.
RoomZoom is the website dating service to match rooms with roommates.
To match roommates with each other.
Hmm.
We have two types of users. One type of user is the user that I was when I moved to New York City and I didn't know anybody. So those types of users are just looking for other people that share a budget and a neighborhood preference and a few lifestyle factors with. And then the second type of user is the user I was when I lived in Brooklyn, when I would have a roommate move out and then need to replace that person efficiently and replace them with somebody who fit in with the vibe of the apartment.
Now, I'm surprised this hasn't been figured out already.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, that's what a lot of the great ideas are, the thing that should have been invented like 3 years ago.
I'm astonished. And it's interesting because I was thinking about this years ago. I actually started the company with two of my friends from Tufts, but we knew nothing about the industry. One of them moved to Brazil. One of them's becoming an architect. And I was like, okay, I'm going to work at Vanity Fair. This is going to be built by somebody else, and that's that. And 3 years later, it still wasn't, so I decided to build it.
So you left. I mean, that's a good gig, Vanity Fair.
It was a good gig. It was tremendous.
So the fact that you are dominating this space for now,
mm-hmm.
Either means that Google will just overwhelm you with some mm-hmm. app tomorrow.
Right.
Or Google will buy you, right? Or someone like that.
But Google's so not consumer-facing that, I mean, I hope they do, because then I can pay off my student loan debt. So.
So either you get bought out or you get a funder, a supporter, a big.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I actually have a roster of seed investors, and they're highly qualified people who, some of them are in the real estate industry now. They understand that problem on a day-to-day level. That when I went into those pitch meetings with the real estate investors, we didn't have a conversation. They just said, we understand. This makes sense. Let's do it.
Wow.
I have another investor who's a hedge fund manager who has a particular knack for sniffing out good deals and the next big thing. So those people believe in me right now. They believe in RoomZoom, I should say. And I think as we grow, other venture companies and individuals will become interested as well.
You could do roommate matching. You could do people going home from college. You know,
sure.
It's the old ride board thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's an algorithm. And I should mention that it's nothing more than that. I wrote the algorithm.
You did?
Yes. I am not a mathematician. I'm certainly not a software engineer. And I wrote the algorithm based on, you know, I moved in with my first roommate when I was 18 years old, and I'm 29 now, so I have 11 years of roommate experience. And, you know, obviously I spoke to experts and I did speak to people who are mathematicians, but I wrote it.
So 11 years of roommate experience, 2 months of C++.
Not
or
even.
Some coding.
I did it with math.
Math, just math.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Nicely done.
It spits out a percentage match for each user. So John would log on and you would say, this is my budget, this is my date of birth, this is where I want to live, these are a few lifestyle and personality characteristics. We ask you where you went to school, you know, if you like to be social with your roommates, if you prefer not to be.
TV shows, books, that sort of thing?
We don't ask about that yet. Yeah. I'm trying to keep it short. It takes four and a half minutes to sign up right now, and that's seems to be a pretty sweet spot for signups. We have motivated people that really want an account, but it's a lot longer than signing up for Tinder, for instance.
When did you see what's a story that you can tell that really showed you this works?
Well, my own story, first of all. And my users tend to write and say, I'm having this terrible roommate situation, X, Y, and Z. And now I've logged on and I have three or four people that are compatible with me. Because they're moving at the same time I am. They have the budget. A lot of it's logistics. Our community is predominantly 20 to 27. They are artistic. They're educated. They care about who they live with. Everybody who's on Craigslist is not on RoomZoom. And that's because people who are on Craigslist don't care who they live with. And it's okay. And it's going to be random. And it might be a stressful situation. But it's easier.
A discriminating young audience with disposable income.
Not that much disposable income, actually.
But enough.
No. Some of them have disposable income, sure, because we see what their budgets are for renting an apartment. But some of them are scraping by on rent that you cannot imagine people scrape by on in New York City. But the way that they're doing it is by living in a shared living situation. A four-bedroom or a five-bedroom apartment ends up being a lot cheaper per person than if you're renting a two-bedroom apartment in Chelsea.
How many employees do you have?
I have one full-time employee, and I have four interns.
So
all these incredible people want to work for RoomZoom. I can't figure it out.
11 years of roommate experience, not even a few months doing math. What was that college degree thing all about?
International relations and English.
Bad investment.
Yeah.
You're into that for five digits or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah. Well, maybe this will get you over that.
We'll see. I mean, I don't know. It's an interesting time in this world, and I'm excited to be a part of it at this point.
Elian Blue Beck is the founder of RoomZoom, a roommate matching site available so far just in New York City. But Elian says it's coming soon to more cities around the country.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.